From the WLRN Miami Herald Tallahassee Bureau, I'm Gina Jordan. Florida ranks third in the country for gerrymandering, according to a study of the most heavily populated states. Voting districts are redrawn every 10 years in a process known as redistricting. Gerrymandering happens when district boundaries are drawn to benefit a political party. Florida lawmakers just ended a special session on redistricting after a judge ruled that two congressional districts were drawn to favor the incumbent candidates. Nicholas Stephanopoulos with the University of Chicago Law School joins us to talk about his research. Nick, your study puts Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Florida at the top of the list for gerrymandered states. And I see that some of the top states also happen to be swing states in the national election. Is that a coincidence?
Those are places where very aggressive gerrymanders can result in big, big gains for the party that's in control of the process. And that's why we see some of the swing states as having the very worst gerrymandering scores in the whole country.
What can you tell us about gerrymandering laws in other states? Because, you know, Florida has the Fair Districts Amendments that were passed by the voters in 2010. So the amendments are supposed to stop gerrymandering.
So Florida is almost unique in having a requirement that there not be any partisan motivation behind a district plan. What Florida does not have is an actual independent commission. Other states take the power to draw the district lines away from the politicians in the first place.
You and the study co-author came up with a way to measure gerrymandering called the efficiency gap. It considers actions like packing and cracking when districts are drawn. Would you explain those terms?
So packing refers to putting together a supermajority of your opponent's supporters in a single district. Then your opponent's party is wasting lots and lots of votes in that district. Then cracking is when you draw districts so that your opponent's party keeps losing by a relatively small margin. So that's drawing a lot of 55-45 districts where the 45% is all wasted because it's all going to the losing candidate. So we found that at the congressional level, Republicans won three extra seats in Florida relative to a plan that would have treated both parties fairly.
So would you explain how easy it is for lawmakers to use information gathered at voting precincts to draw districts in a way to help or to hurt a certain party?
The political parties, political consultants, all of them have really extensive electoral and political data, so you can make the packing and the cracking that much more effective. We've seen a spike in gerrymandering in 2012 to the highest levels of the last 40, 45 years. And I think a big part of that is that more effective, more advanced technology is now available for predicting how different districts will come out on election day.
You just mentioned that we've seen a recent spike in gerrymandering. Can you tell us more about who benefited from that?
The answer is that in 2010, Republicans took control of many important big states right before the next round of redistricting was about to happen. Democrats would have loved to have gerrymandered too, only they weren't the ones in control in most of these states.
You've concluded that gerrymandering is going strong. So what do you recommend to stop it?
The whole Supreme Court agrees that excessive gerrymandering can be unconstitutional, but there's no agreement as to how to figure out if a plan is an illegal gerrymander or not. And what we propose in a nutshell is that if a plan has a sufficiently high and durable efficiency gap, then the plan should be presumptively unconstitutional. And if the courts were to be convinced that there is a workable standard, that could really transform the face of redistricting around the country.
Nicholas Stephanopoulos is a law professor at the University of Chicago. Nick, thanks for your time.
Thank you for having me.
From the WLRN Miami Herald Tallahassee Bureau, I'm Gina Jordan.